make it. Statistics said I should be dead by now. Trouble and wars all around. The doctors surely had counted me out. After all I had to face, you believe, and you turn in every way. I survived. Are there any survivors in the house tonight? I could make it. Statistics said I should be dead. Trouble and wars all around. The doctors surely had counted me out. After all, you've been looking there and you turned it in every way. Hand on it. I won't cease, I'll just praise.
That's how I'll take it.
When something stands in my way.
Thank God so much just for being God. It is that time where we have our Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, here with you to walk you to this word and the music and to walk you through whatever you're going to. You can give us a call here, 904-296-2251. And know that we will take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, because we are here to stand in the gap for you and with you. We're going to open up with some worship songs right now, starting first of all with Resound, and this is the Hallelujah Medley. You can find this yourself on the internet by going on the resound.com, or you can go to YouTube or some of the other music apps that has it also, okay? Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. Again was Resound singing the Hallelujah Medley, and again you can get that right off the internet or go to their own website. I also pulled this one that was the clearest one from YouTube. That was done in 2013, and they have a special recording of it now, so you can get that from your music apps as well. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here. I am Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, and we are very transparent here, so you all who listen in know that around this late hour, our systems are still set to where they update sometimes. And though we are working on that to change it, because this is the only very, very late night show that we have, we still have to deal with it on certain nights still until we figure something else out. So look, you can give us a call here. Thank you for praying with us, as we are here to pray with you. The number is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. I'm going to read scripture for you, and after this scripture, Psalm 100, I'm going to introduce you to two very special people in this world, especially in my own life. This scripture comes from Psalm 100, and it says, "Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And that's why we are here tonight. We are focusing on all generations as we celebrate our champion children, who I have two on the line right now. Evan and Leah, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Evan, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, your age, and what you're doing right now?
Yeah. So I'm Evan. I'm going to be 22 in August, and I am a rising junior at the University of Pennsylvania, studying business, concentrating in real estate.
Wow, that's all you're doing? My goodness, that's a lot. Okay. And Leah, tell us your age and what you're doing right now.
Hi, I'm Leah, and I'm an incoming senior at my high school, and I do lots of things that involve music.
Okay, what about the band?
Yep, I'm in marching band, and I'm going to be the president this year.
Wow, okay. And what are you, 17 now?
I'm 16.
16.
In September.
Okay, awesome. Okay, absolutely. I wish we could slow it down, but we can't. We got to keep letting the kids grow. We're focusing on champion children. I have my niece and nephew here who are my spiritual niece and nephew. You all know I have a biological niece and nephew, but I have a lot of adopted niece and nephews also, and I thank God for that. And these are two of the ones who are closest to me. As we talk tonight about champion children, we have, not to embarrass them, but just to shout them out, we have two champion children here. Why? Because they have champion parents, Leon and Janice Thomas, who are definitely the children of a champion themselves through their own parents, as well as the ultimate champion, all caps, God. And because of this upbringing, we celebrate that. We talk about kids in statistics. We talk about kids in the news, and we talk about our children when they are troubled. That seems to get a lot of attention. We want to focus not only on that, because we don't want to not focus on it. We want to look at that and pray about it, and to be able to encourage those who have to deal with children who are in trouble, who are in juvenile detention centers, who are in correctional and group homes. And we want to encourage our young people who are also doing their best to go the road the way that God has lined it up for them, without as many of the stumbling blocks and without as many of the hiccups. But we all have something, so we want to celebrate it, be honest about it, call us in with your prayer requests, your praise reports about your own champion children, and ultimately all the people of God are children of God. So we're going to celebrate all those ages. Tonight we are focusing on the teenagers to the young adult. That's why we have our guests slash co-hosts and Mr. Evan and Miss Leah. We're going to play one more song so you can hear it right now. This song is by PJ Morton and is featuring Yeba. Yep, that's the name she gave herself. It's Abby backwards. That's her birth name. But PJ Morton featuring Yeba. It is a remake of the Bee Gees song, How Deep Is Your Love? And this is the sanctified version of that song. Stay with us here on Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica. We are here every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. You'll get to hear some more about this word, Champion Children, as well as these two co-hosts, Evan and Leah, right here on Praise 107.9.
Yeah, yeah. I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wandered from I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love. Then you softly me. And it's me.
How deep is your love?
I really mean to love.
You're my savior when I fall, and you may not think that I care for you when you know deep down inside I really do. Maybe you need to show
how deep is your love. It's your love, baby. Yeah. It's your love.
I really
is your love. I really need to learn, cause we live in a world
of fools breaking us down, yeah, when they all should let us be. We belong. Come on, let's say it one more time. Y'all help us. How deep is
your love? How deep is your love? I really mean to learn, cause we're living in a world of fools breaking us down, when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
Hallelujah. Yep, that's PJ Morton, and that is Yeba. If you ever just need to hear some just really good music, soothing to the soul, definitely check out PJ Morton and Yeba as well with her own style of doing things. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here, as we are every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Just why for you? Why? Because God said so, because God loves you. So that means we love you too. You don't know us. I know, but we do, because God said so. And so we love you too. Even the people that don't like you, yeah, we love you. Because God says so. So we're here to pray with you, pray for you, on air and or off air. It's up to you, whatever way you're comfortable. But do not let Satan punk you and convince you that you shouldn't reach out for someone to pray for you, that it's something that weak people do or that you are strong enough to get your own prayers through. Neither one of those, the latter one, the first one is not true. Because we ask for help, that is a sign of strength to know when we need someone else to help us with prayer, to combine their prayer power with our prayer power, as well as it is the sign of a warrior to tap someone in to help strengthen us again. And none of us are so strong that, yeah, we can get a prayer through by ourselves, but why not take the help to know that other people are praying? I got my own prayer request too, and I thank you all for helping me with that. We have prayer requests in already, and quite a few, 2 pages so far. This is not even including the ones from social media, which I'm gathering as we speak. So I will be dropping those on you in just a moment. Right now, I'm going to drop it on you like it's hot. The word, you know, I'm talking about the word. It comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17. And remember, I have 2 co-hosts with me tonight. They are with me by phone because they're in another area, but I am in the studio here in Jacksonville for you. The number again, before I start with the word, is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. You can also go to praise1079.com. praise1079.com, and there listen to us on your computer or whatever your technological device you have. You can also add the free app Praise 107.9 by CP Broadcasting to your phone, and that way you can get that for free and be able to hear this station and all the other stations that we have. You can also go to the Facebook page for Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica, and there you can send us a messenger text with your praise report or your celebration or your prayer request, as well as we're making sure every which way you can get us, you can get us. You can email us at sitgpastor@gmail.com. So in 1 Samuel 17:32-37, we're going to talk about a very familiar story about David and Goliath. A lot of our young people go through their own Goliath situations. And so we're going to start first just by finding out a little more about our guests and co-hosts tonight. We have Evan and we have Leah. They are siblings. Evan is 22. Leah is 16, 17 in September. And we are very blessed to have them. I've known them for most of their lives, all of Leah's life, Evan's life, since he was about 4. And so I'm so glad to have them here tonight helping me to help you and to minister to you. So, Miss Leah, we're going to ask you first. You already told us that you are involved in a lot of things musically and that you are 16 and you are, what do you say, your incoming senior?
Yes.
Okay. So, oh, my goodness. Okay. So, as far as what you see and go through things right now, do you recall how old you were when you first accepted Jesus?
I'm not too sure, but I think I was around, 11 or 12.
Okay. And what happened in that situation? Like, were you nervous? Were you scared? Was it at church? Was it at a camp or something? How did it happen?
Yeah, it was at a regular Sunday service. And the pastor asked us to accept Jesus, and we did it through prayer. Like, everyone was doing the prayer. And I just remember feeling in that moment, the moment was meant for me.
Wow. Okay. That's beautiful. And then did you have to walk up or hold your hand up or stand up? What was it like for you?
Pastor Smucker, he told us that if we were comfortable, we could raise our hands when he told us to do so. And I actually did. I was really scared too, but yeah.
Okay. Why do you think you were scared? Because I think a lot of us go through that. But I'm interested, why were you scared about it?
I think just I was nervous that people may give me attention. I didn't really want the attention to be on me.
Mm-hmm. So that is a little different. Okay, absolutely. Well said, too. Thank you for sharing that. Evan, what about you? When you first accepted Christ for yourself, do you remember about how old you were and what it was like?
Yeah, so of course, as you know, I grew up in church, but I would say when I gave my life to Jesus, I was 16.
Okay.
It's kind of a story, but I really didn't like youth group growing up, and at the church we went to, but for some reason, I just felt like I wanted to go, and I really believe it was God drawing me there.
Yeah.
At the time I went, happened to be the last day to sign up for a missions trip to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I have long had a passion for Spanish and the world, and I really wanted to have an opportunity to go abroad. And so I signed up to go with a bunch of strangers to what at that time was the most dangerous city in the world. I told my parents I signed up for this trip, and they're like, okay. And I went, and it was really there in that environment, just seeing people loving God and loving one another, that I was like, wow, this thing is real. I need to give my life to Jesus, and it's made all the difference.
And so when you felt that, that's an awesome story, when you felt that it was really time and special for you to do it, did you feel a little nervous or anxious or scared or shy? What did you feel?
No, I didn't feel nervous. For the first time, I was seeing the gospel lived out in people's lives, and I just knew that I needed to change. I needed to repent, and I did.
Wow, yeah. That's deep, especially for 16. What you do, you have some awesome parents, and we're going to talk about that a little later also. I remember I grew up and I had been Catholic since birth. And so I remember that I had some bullies on my street. My mom and father had divorced. A couple of months later, my mom passed away from cancer. And then I found myself headed towards the first grade in a Catholic, private Catholic school, and going to Mass all the time and being raised by my maternal grandparents. So the shorter version of this is I start hearing God's voice around that time And so just assumed it was my mom. You know, when young people unfortunately lose parents at a young age, and we think about heaven sometimes as the sky, right? You've heard that before, right? We think about heaven being the sky or beyond the sky. And so I was looking for that. And so when I did finally go and try to go play with some people, they were bullies too. So going through what I was already going through with this new life with grandparents, going to first grade with kids who have moms and dads coming to pick them up and I don't have that and don't really understand it. I wasn't trying to fight any bullies too. I had enough going on, don't you think? You think?
Yeah.
So I came back home and my grandmother told me, she was like, look, why aren't you outside playing? This is back when we all used to play outside all the time because we're different generations. And so anyway, I said, no, well, they said I can't come up there. So I was just going to watch TV. And she was like, no, you're not. We pay taxes too. And you're going to do this and that. And she eventually stood over me, Leah, and you know how my height is. My grandmother at the time was taller than I am now. And I remember looking at her, Evan, from her feet all the way up. And she stood over me with this wooden spoon like she was going to crack me over the skull with it, which she wouldn't do, but she looked like she would. And she let me know, you're either going to stand up to them or you're going to stand up to me. And I better not even look like I wanted to do something to my grandmama. You know how much you love your wee wee, whom I call Miss Wee Wee. You better not even look like you wanted to try something, right?
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I went back up the street and still hearing the voice of God telling me I would be okay. And I remember I don't like to fight, but I knew I needed to defend myself. And so I had a dog leash that was a chain wrapped in the really thick fluorescent colored plastic. And I remember wrapping that around my hand and I went another direction and caught them off guard. And now it was this girl, Big Badetta. I called her Bad Detta sometimes because she was rough and she would make Shaq look short, seriously. And she was just ready to get me. And I just started swinging. I didn't even have to hit them. They just saw that I was going to fight. And from then on, we were fine. Some of us go through the same things, and that's what we're talking about tonight as far as what David went through, that David surely wanted to just feel accepted in what was going on in his life when he went to see about his brothers and end up seeing this thing happening on the north side and the south side, where his brothers and an army were on one side and Goliath and his army were on another side. We're going to talk about that in just a moment and hear about some of the challenges that people around Evan's age, 22-ish, and around Leah's age, 16, what they see as far as their own generation, some of the challenges that come. Right now we're going to hear a song from Kirk Whalum and also his brother Kevin Whalum singing lead. I could tell you about the song because it's called Ta Ta, You Jesus, but I'm going to let Kirk Whalum do it, all right? Stay with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica, Mr. Evan, and Miss Leah tonight. And the number to call is 904-296-2251.
Luke 18:17, it says, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Now, that leaves a lot of us out because some of us want to understand God. Now, that's an oxymoron. Understand God. The clay just is not going to understand the potter, no matter how hard he tries. But it's okay. Shall receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. And Kevin has twin girls. Kevin and Camille, I should say, have twin girls. And they're 3 years old, and I remember when they were little bitty, they would say, all right, honey, now what do you say? You say, thank you, and they would both say it. So sweet. They say, ta-ta, ta-ta. Baby, say, thank you, ta-ta. And it took a while for them to get the thank you out, so I'd like to, if we could, have my brother to sing a song for you called Ta-Ta, You Jesus.
Thank you. about the first time I heard your voice. It wiped away my past. And anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last, So ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I wanna ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I wanna ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you, for being mine. Remembering when I didn't know the Savior, how I wished that he was mine.
You know what I did?
Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please come inside? Ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I want to ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I want to ta-ta, you Jesus, got your thing. For being my, ain't no love in the whole wide world for me but you. So true, so true.
Again, ta-ta you Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We're going to have prayer in just a moment and get some more questions answered by our special guests tonight, Evan and Leah. And we just ask that you stay with us. The number is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. We're going to have some prayer right now. Just want to lift some of the requests up that I have thus far. We are praying for Mr. Jim. I call him an earth angel also. People who stand in the gap for other people all the time. We are praying all the time for our police officers, the men and women, for our urgent care, trauma center, crisis, emergency rooms, individuals, the medical specialists. We are praying for those who are with hospice and doing care, nursing homes. We're praying for those who are out now, even working construction. A lot of the people who are drivers also, some of our JTA connection workers as well work this very, very late shift up until about midnight. So we are praying on their behalf as well, those who stand in the gap for us all the time. Mr. Jim is one of those who drives as well. It's an earth angel who drives, who also does hospice work as well as private CNA, as far as the home, helping people who are going through terminal or chronic diseases to be the champion that they are as they suffer on a daily basis. We're praying also for Sister L's granddaughter, and we are looking forward to a better praise report for Truly. Sister L is very distraught, but still trusting God to help her granddaughter to get out of such an abusive situation in her marriage. We're praying. Remember, we stand in the gap for those who are going through something, as well as for those who are causing others to go through something because they're going through something. So we're praying for the husband as well to get the help that is needed. We're praying for Mr. Andrew as well, who is he's transitioning from First Coast Health and Rehab Center, and we are asking God what he told us to ask for, that his health and his strength and his surroundings be improved, and that he keeps the sense of humor that he got from God, God's self. We're praying on behalf of Miss Jerry and Mr. D and their relationship. They want direction and clarity for the future plans that they have. They also are asking for healing from past relationship challenges. They also are now, thank God, doing counseling, which they are not ashamed of and want to say that they're grateful for that, and how they had experienced such a stigma about it, and that they are grateful that God truly does show God's self by using other people God has called to do that. So proud of them for that. We are also praying on behalf of Miss Ophelia and Miss KG, Miss Gloria. All of these are health concerns, and Miss Gloria specifically are health concerns for her children, all of her 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children. We're praying for Sis Kayla also, and we're praying for Brother Jim, who is moving from ICU, and we're praying on behalf of him by the request that was put in by Miss Lisa, because in sharing her experience with Jesus, she's very, very clear, based on what Mr. Jim has made clear to her, that he did not have a relationship with Jesus. And now that he is facing some serious prognosis, she wants him, you know, of course, to accept Christ and hope that he can see that Christ can even help him in what he's going through right now. So we're praying that he accepts this invitation of salvation. And we are so grateful that Sister Lisa is a humble yet bold person of God representing Christ. Again, I have two very special people on the line with me tonight, Evan and Leah. They're going to talk with us a little more right now, and then we're going to get to hear a song by Mr. Evan. Evan, has your song been played on the radio before?
No, it has not.
Well, this is the first time, so we're excited about that. And so thank you for trusting us with that. This is an original song we're going to play by Evan, and he will introduce it just a few minutes later, maybe like 3-4 minutes later, and then we're going to let them transition to do their own rest and care and whatever else they have to do, homework, whatever it is, and we're going to continue with the Word of God. Right now, I want to ask Evan, since I just asked you about that, what are some of the challenges, or a challenge, either personally or that you see generally with other people on campus, or that you've noticed even when you've traveled? Have you noticed about your age group, your generation? What do you think is a challenge, or some of the challenges facing those people around your age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a challenge that any young person faces is the challenge of figuring out who you are. But I think that it's even more challenging for us today, because there's all these messages telling us who we are, and very few of them are the Word of God. And Yeah, I think it's difficult, like, being so well connected to the world, seeing all these issues, and I think that's probably a large contributing factor to, like, the rampant depression and high suicide rates among people in my generation. There's just a lot that we have to deal with as young people today and don't really have context for dealing with those things.
Right. Well said. Okay. What about you, Miss Leah? Do you think around your age group, either at school or other schools or things that you've heard in the news that catch your eye about people around your age, what do you think is a challenge or some of the challenges?
I think with kids around my age specifically, they tend to look up to people who may not be the best people to look up to, and then they do things that they wouldn't have done themselves, and they go down a path that just really isn't good, and they can take people along with them.
Wow, that's well said, too. Now, I have to keep telling people how old you both are because you sound older as far as your maturity and your wisdom and your insight. Yes, Leah is 16, almost 17, and yes, Evan is 22. They're like an old 16 and 22, though. Very young as far as humor and spirit, but also very old and mature. As if they've both been here before. So either one of you can answer. You can look at the other person, let them know this question. Is it considered cool or not so cool to be identified as a Christian in your usual surroundings, at school, at work, amongst other friends, colleagues? What do you think?
I think for me, being a Christian isn't necessarily like a negative or really a positive thing.
Okay.
I think that in like interactions with people, it's kind of thought of as kind of like weird or strange to really express or like explain what your beliefs are to people.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to say it. You know, and that helped me too when I listened to younger people like Leah and Evan, and then when I do Christian camps and I get to hear other ones also speak. One of them really helped me a lot, Jennifer. Jennifer's an excellent basketball player out of Morristown, New Jersey, and I did a camp, and she, and every night they had this crazy, wild, very youthful worship. It was incredible. I loved it. We had great activities together. We did obstacle courses together. We stayed in the same dorm together. We got to play pranks on each other together. And by the time we were almost done, almost every kid that had been there that was in our groups, the men and the women groups, boys and girls, had accepted Christ. Like, you could feel the power of Christ and the people who got up to speak being used by God. And even some of the toughest ones, Jennifer continued not to do it. And I used to watch her sometimes without staring, but just trying to pray and understand why all the things she was going through, Christ wasn't appealing to her in all these beautiful ways they were sharing Christ. And she helped me a lot. She said that we had a one-on-one one night really late. And she was like, well, you know, I kind of shut down when they talk about Christ. And I said, well, why? You know, what's going on? And she said they started talking about suffering and the beatings and the blood of Jesus. And that that just makes me scared. And it makes me fearful, and it makes me think of bad things. So I don't ever really hear the story. That totally, totally adjusted the way I shared the gospel when I noticed more that I had young people in the audience. Because I never thought of that before. When we, you know, as adults say the blood of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus and, oh, he hung and he bled and he died. I never thought that was freaking somebody out, that they couldn't really hear the rest. Had you ever thought of that, Evan?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have known if I hadn't listened to someone younger. Had you thought of that, Leah?
Actually, no.
Yeah, I hadn't either. So that, you know, that really helped. And when I start hearing, you know, other preachers and how they would project that too and be very heavy with it, And I could see exactly what she was saying. So we had just a heart-to-heart about Christ because she really had not heard the message, though she had been in those places. If they started with that or start saying that, just shut her down. So I thank Jennifer for that. That was a long time ago. And since then, I've been doing a lot of youth events. Now, Miss Lee, I want to ask you this. Do you ever feel pressured to be more like the world or to be more like the Word? Do you ever feel pressure from church to be this way or to be perfect or to be just like Christ? Or do you ever feel pressure to do some of the things that other people your age are doing that you think is not right, but you may want to fit in?
I think definitely there's a lot of pressure to, in both ways, since I'm really involved with church, but also really involved at school with people who aren't really... they haven't really accepted Christ in their life.
So you get it in both ways. So what?
Yeah. So at school, I think it's really difficult to, especially when I'm like maybe going through something difficult, to have the support that I would get from someone who's a believer. So it can sometimes make me feel pressured to kind of deal with it in a way that someone who hasn't accepted Christ would deal with it.
That's true. I like the way you said that too. What about you, Evan? Do you ever feel pressure from the Word side of the world or pressure from the worldly side?
Yeah. I would say yes to both. I would also say that God's really been doing a work in my heart. And I think what a lot of Christians who are my age, because when you're at college, like you have decided at this point, like I'm following Jesus, like no one can make you go to church. Like, but the way you follow Jesus is you can do it in a really worldly way. You can do it in a way where Christianity is only, you're only doing it for like the benefits you can get out of it. Like you go to church, you check off these boxes, you do it in a really religious way when really in reality your heart is far from God. And definitely this summer, God was convicting me of a lot of that. And I've been talking with a lot of my friends about that same thing, about like just loving the religion of Christianity and the community that it brings as opposed to the actual person of Jesus Christ. So I think there is pressure from the church to look perfect on the outside, check these boxes and whatever. And there's pressure from the world to like be successful and whatever. And I think what Jesus Christ really wants from us is a heart that chases after Him, and that's it.
Beautiful. That's awesome. Thank both of you for those words. I am very honest and I really appreciate it. And I feel that as well. Even at this age, I'm 50. Yeah, 50. That's half of 100. So I'm like a fourth grown. So maybe another 50 years, I'll be 100. I'll be a half grown. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But I agree with exactly what you're saying, both of you. We still get pressure at this age and stage of my life, too, and older than I am, too. We just know how to, most of us, not all, but most of us by now, know how to balance it, just like you're learning also. How to balance it at your different ages and stages. When I get to counsel parents and guardians and those who have children, it helps a lot because, and all of the nieces and nephews that I have biologically and church-wise, because a lot of times parents, in loving their children and knowing their children and knowing the expectations they have for them, when they do something wrong, the kids, when they do something wrong, sometimes the parents don't listen as to why they did that wrong, or they don't want to hear any excuses. And so it helps for us to even have the conversation tonight, because as we encourage people to do that, I got to help raise two children too, from birth up until high school. And so I think it's very important that we do what we're doing even here now on the radio. I could assume how Evan would answer something, knowing him somewhat and knowing Leah somewhat. I could assume, but I don't know all of the situations because we don't get to go into the classrooms with you. We don't get to go into college with Evan. We don't get to go to band practice with Leah to see the things that she goes through. So we have to listen to our younger generations because not only can they learn from us, but we can learn from them. Remember I just said how Jennifer helped me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ better by being very careful how I worded things. And so I really appreciate what they're doing. As we're talking about pressure, there's no pressure here. There's just praise. We have a beautiful song we're getting ready to play right now, and that is by Mr. Evan himself, and we thank God for that. I have all of his contact information, so any of you want to ask him about the song or any of you, which typically happens here, we have others that we play that are not considered professional entertainers yet, but they are very well being perfected by God. And he has such a heart for worship. Leah does as well in her own way. And so we have one of his songs tonight called Slowly. Evan, you want to tell us the motivation or inspiration for that song?
Yeah, it's called Slowly Get Lost. And I love Christian music, mm-hmm. but I'm being really honest. I feel like Christian music hasn't changed a lot in the past few years.
Okay.
I have spent really like the past few months, year, trying to come up with like what the next sound of Christian music might sound like. And I started listening to non-Christian music to like listen to like what's out there. And I compiled a playlist of a bunch of just simple piano voice songs that really inspired me that I would like to hear sung in church. And I tried to write a whole bunch of these songs and never really came up with anything.
Okay.
And then like a couple months ago, I woke up at 4:00 in the morning with the chorus of this song that you're about to hear mm-hmm. on my heart. And really the song was written in like 2 days. I actually like didn't record it until it was like all the way done, and I like finally got to a piano, and that's what I came up with. And it was really, I really think the Lord gave it to me, and it was also partially like working with the band at my church, which is really, I feel like, pushing Christian music forward.
Okay.
And like learning about different ways to like voice chords and whatnot, and yeah, so that's what this is.
Okay, absolutely beautiful. We're going to play that now. You said it's Slowly Get Out of My Way?
Slowly Get Lost.
Oh, I'll perceive that. Slowly Get Lost. Okay, this is the first time you're ever going to hear Mr. Evan Thomas, and this is Slowly Get Lost.
We can take our time, 'cause eternity is yours. And eternity is mine by your sacrifice divine. And we can take it slow, 'cause that's the only way to know love so true. If I clap my hands, if I do my dance, can I make you smile? And what if I do nothing at all? But slowly, slowly get lost. Slowly get lost in the center of, lost in the center of your love. And then by surprise, here I am found in the center of, found in the center of your love.
The new Praise 107.9, W300CU Jacksonville, and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach, the ultimate gospel experience.
tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah.
And put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack, yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side.
Hey,
you gotta stop that hating.
Hey,
I know you don't wanna hear it.
Hey,
gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit. Cause
I'm trying to tell you something.
He's speaking to your heart right
I'm
now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hold up.
Shh. Listen.
Mm-hmm. You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due. And all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother. I talked to my pastor,
and he said, pray about
it. But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell him for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up.
Listen.
Hey, yeah, oh. I did everything I could to take away my trouble. But everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing me every day. Guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without this grace, I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Just give it to Jesus. How can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar? You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. Yes, he's trying to get your attention right now.
I'm trying to tell you something.
I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. No,
I'm trying to tell you something.
Listen.
God's trying to tell you something.
Hey,
hear it.
God's trying to tell you something. Listen.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
Release your sound in here. This beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me.
Freedom though you captured me.
I've got joy.
I've got joy instead of mourning.
You give me joy.
my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
Yes, you give me joy,
down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
We all sing together, come on.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love.
Instead of pain.
Anybody free tonight?
There's freedom though you've captured me.